This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's lots of news bigger than this, but it speaks to a bigger picture, which is what I always try to do with the stories that we talk about on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So, Kevin Spacey, brilliant actor. We've been watching him for decades. Loved him in House of Cards, where he kind of showed his real personality, where, you know, he's a kind of a freak, right? He's a little bit of a, he's bisexual, maybe he's completely homosexual, I don't know. But he's certainly not, you know, just regular old not gay, right? But I didn't know this. I just appreciated his acting. Until people start digging into people's private lives, I just prefer to go, he was really good in The Usual Suspects, or I saw him in this movie. The one with the rose petals and all that. Long story short, great actor, not just good. I remember in Consenting Adults. Oh, man, he was ruthless. Love the guy, though. Loved his acting. Then you find out it's freaks. And at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't care. He's a freaky deaky. No problem. Be a freaky deaky. There are people freak. There are freaks that are your friends. I promise you. They just don't get all. You're not all in their business. They're not all in your business. I do not care. But now he's being prosecuted. Britain's Crown Prosecution Service has charged Spacey with 4 counts of sexual assault against 3 men. Now, I don't know how you charge 4 counts against 3 men, but that's leftist math for you. He was also charged, they say, with a 5th count of, quote, causing a person to engage in penetrative sexual activity without consent. So what are he relating, by the way, to one of the 3 men? So he's got a 5th count with 3 different men. Okay, whatever. I get it. There's multiple things that you could do to him. Whatever. I get it. Okay. I think you get it. Right? Audience? Okay. I feel like Joe Pesci and Lethal Weapon. Okay. So, Spacey's been charged. 5 counts, 3 men, penetrative sexual activity, whatever it is. And the first thing that struck me is, when did men become kind of girly? Because, first of all, if you're involved with Kevin Spacey, it's men and men. And I'm presuming, yes, men can be sexually assaulted. Did he roofie these people? Did he force them? I look at Kevin Spacey. You're there. You see the actor and you go, oh my gosh, I want to hang out with him. He'd be so cool. Whatever. Look, I get the whole, bathhouse routine. I'm putting it as delicately as I can, which is why I'm hemming and hawing here. But here's my point. These homosexual men are looking for action. They don't need Tinder. They got codes for walking down the street. If you cross the street, you do. I mean, they got all kinds of stuff. I learned this stuff as you do more research. If you put your jacket over your right shoulder, then you're a top. If you put it over your left shoulder, you're a bottom. What? Okay. Earmuffs. You're telling me too much. But they've got all these codes, and so they know how to handle each other, and they're the most free sex. Think about this. Guys, think about growing up when you were a 15-year-old kid going through puberty as a man. I mean, you were looking, everywhere you looked, you were looking for sex at that age, right? You get what I'm saying? And it doesn't change for a long time for men. It's like, oh, it's available. I watched Bohemian Rhapsody. I know what Freddie Mercury was up to. So you got all these guys out there happy to have free sex, which, by the way, is why we got monkey butt spreading around right now. Yeah, they call it monkey pox, but it's monkey butt. They got monkey butt spreading around. And they're, oh, you can get a shot for monkey butt. No, I don't want a shot for monkey butt. I don't need any more shots. I didn't get the woo flu, and I ain't getting monkey butt. So leave it alone. But the point is, men have become women. Oh, he sexually assaulted me. You wanted to be sexually assaulted. You wanted, you went to the bathhouse, you hung out on the corner, you went to the gay bar, you did all the things. And look, I'm not trying to say that true sexual assault can't happen to men. I've watched enough prison movies to know that men can be sexually assaulted. And I'm sure in the real world, it can happen, because I've read the stories, you know, I get it. But it's a little more difficult. And you're going to have a lot more to convince me that you didn't see Kevin Spacey with your little high sex drive, with which the gay community seems to have a lot of, and you didn't just say, hey, let me get with Kevin Spacey. Kind of like groupies, right, that go to concerts and say, yeah, I went backstage with LL Cool J. I went backstage with Usher. I went backstage with Sansa. Yeah, we know what that means. So what's the big deal here? They said the first two alleged assaults took place in London in March of 2005. 2000. This is so much a shade of the Me Too movement. Well, I don't know what I would call it. The Me Too monkey butt movement. What do you want to call this thing? 2005? 17 years ago? And they said it was against the same claimant. Oh, in other words, you stayed over, he made your breakfast, and you guys did another Andrew Gillum situation again? The third assault and the charge of causing a person to engage in penetrative sexual activity without consent relate to an incident that took place in August of 2008. Oh, so that one was only 14 years ago. Against a separate claimant. A fourth alleged assault took place against a third claimant in Gloucestershire in 2013. Man, they're combing the archives, aren't they? Look, I don't care. I'm not here to protect Spacey. He's a typical Holly weirdo that, you know, wants his cake and eat it too. He just wants to eat it off of your buttocks. But I'm not buying it. I think they're all, if you look at Hollywood and you see what these people have done, what they've done to children, what they've done to women, and they have the nerve to say, we want to protect women and children. And we got to watch Heart of an Angel commercials where they act like, we want to protect the little African children with the bugs buzzing around their face. They don't protect anybody. These people are ruthless. They are looking for you to let your guard down, for you to trust them. And Kevin Spacey, from what I hear, he was pretty open that he was a complete freak. So you knew what you were getting with him. It wasn't even a secret. I don't think it was a secret with Weinstein. I think anybody that went over there knew, hey, listen, you're going to get the job, but you're going to have to do a little thing for Harvey. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The world is getting crazier and crazier. I have talked about everything that's going on with leftism, and it seems like no matter where you search, you still end up with even more crazy. This next story is going to blow your mind. And I'm just telling you, before you don't dismiss it right away, give it a little chance. But this is crazy. So a woman was, quote, virtually raped by a stranger in Meta's Horizon Worlds metaverse app while another user, quote, watched and passed around a bottle of vodka. Now, I don't know anything about this stuff because I don't play in video games and I don't get into these false worlds and what have you. But I know of them. and, you know, cosplay. I guess that's like, I don't know if that, I don't even know. I'm being honest with you, I don't have a whole lot of knowledge, but I figure, so let's just say, for example, you go into some, put on your virtual reality thing and you go into a world and you're playing a video game and this woman was virtually raped. Now, I've seen these games, you know, I've had the things on, the goggles on, and things seem very real, but it's a virtual world. And it's probably, I don't know who created it. This thing says, "Some of Us, a nonprofit that campaigns to curb the growing power of corporations, sent a 21-year-old researcher into the virtual world this month. About an hour into using the platform, her avatar was sexually assaulted during a, quote, disorientating and confusing experience. The researcher, get this, I love the way how they write this, who is unnamed, said, it happened so fast, I kind of disassociated. One part of my brain was like, WTF is happening. The other part was like, this isn't a real body. And another part was like, this is important research. Now look, here's my kind of my premonition about, or that's not the right word. Here's my thoughts about it. I can't figure out a bigger word to use, so I'll just use that one. If a person is a virtual rapist, he might be a real rapist. Or he might just say, you know what, it's a game. I can do what the heck I want. We don't know, right? But here's what cracks me up about this. They won't name the researcher because they're like, well, we have to protect her rights. You got to protect her rights. Speaking to Mail Online, a Meta spokesperson highlighted that the researcher did not have the, get this, personal boundary feature on. Now, I want to juxtapose this to the real world of social media, where you can determine who you speak to, who you got. All you got to do is put block. So this woman goes into a virtual world, gets sexually assaulted, and nobody's screaming about the platform. The person who virtually assaulted her did not get kicked off the platform. In other words, if the real world has to deal with all of this stuff that says, you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do this, what happens in the virtual world? They didn't answer it in this article. In Horizon Worlds, personal boundary is default on it almost, I don't even know what this is, 4 feet for non-friends. Oh, so nobody can get within 4 feet of you if they're not a friend, to make it easier to avoid unwanted interactions, according to the spokesperson. Has this spokesperson ever heard of date rape? Goodness gracious. And then, look, listen to this. We don't recommend turning off the safety feature with people you do not know, or you could get virtually assaulted. Stranger danger. But here's what's funny. They don't kick out the rapist. And let's say for the sake of discussion that you did have your personal boundary on. It was a friend and it was a date rape. What happens in the virtual world? Does the same ramifications happen, you know, that happens in the real world? Do you understand how this story has so many interesting little tidbits? Because, look, I don't know how many conservatives that live in the virtual world. Maybe you do. Maybe I'm completely disillusioned here at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I'm just like, people are like, Kevin, you're so out of touch, man. You need to get in better touch. You don't know nothing, dude. Okay, you might be right. You could be right. But I don't think conservatives have that much free time to be dealing with the virtual world. The safety feature. Now, here's what's interesting. They give you a solution to not being accosted in the virtual world. This is Meta. Understand, do you know who Meta is? Meta is Facebook, people. So in order to not be sexually, virtually assaulted, virtually raped, you can turn on a feature that says, I only want to have my friends. Which, surprisingly, is what you can do with Facebook. Surprisingly, you can turn on a feature that says, I don't want anybody talking to me. I don't want anybody. I'm going to block certain people. In the real world, where you can pick and choose your friends, block and do all kinds of, put in your personal boundaries, they will ban you. They will not let your stuff go any further than, you know, whatever. You know, they call it shadow banning. But in the virtual world, you can be a rapist and nothing happens. I just find that very fascinating. So I have no other commentary other than to tell you that they treated this story. Okay, let me back up. Is this a story? Technically, no. I don't care what happens to these knuckleheads. They want to spend hours a day in a virtual world. I think if you've got to run away from your reality sucks. This is why I tell you, most of these people that are doing this are leftists. Shame on them. Your reality has to suck pretty bad for you to have to live in the virtual world. But it's interesting to me when you, as I said, when you compare it to the real world in a company owned by the same corporation, and they treat it so dramatically different, even though they claim to have this ideology of protecting their people. Let me put it this way. If you sign up to go into this virtual world, don't you think that it should already have that boundary that says if you don't let the friends, non-friends, inside of your 4-foot radius? Why did they set this unnamed researcher up for the potential for sexual assault? Virtual assault, excuse me. Because as Bill Clinton would say, I did not have sex that virtual.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas police are admitting they made a mistake during the elementary school classroom massacre.
For the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Steve McGraw is saying it was the wrong decision to wait and not breach the classroom door. McGraw is saying officers should have gone inside because people were still being killed. A Border Patrol tactical team eventually went into the classroom and killed the 18-year-old suspect. Colonel McGraw continues by saying the shooter talked with people on Instagram about violence.
It was discussed that Ramos being a school shooter. That was on February 28th of 2022.
Police also confirming that a teacher propped open the door where the murderer entered the school. USA Radio News. As we head into a long weekend, if you're traveling, make sure you pack your patience.
Prepare for extra traffic today. The busy Memorial three-day weekend is underway with nearly 40 million people headed out of town. Despite record gas prices, most people are driving, meaning the roads will be extra crowded. For those leaving Saturday, the worst times to travel are 1 to 6 p.m. local times. Airports will also be packed as the TSA expects 2 million passengers every day through Monday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky wants the governments of Western nations to impose tougher sanctions on Moscow to end its war on Ukraine. In a late-night address Thursday, Zelensky saying the ongoing destruction and death could be stopped if what he called the powers that be did not play around with Russia but really pressed to end the war. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
While this in the tell me what I don't already know department, the U.S. economic contraction to start the year was worse than expected as weak business and private investment failed to offset the strong consumer spending, the Commerce Department reported. That is the biggest bunch of gobbledygook I've ever heard in a while. Not ever, but in a while. Weak business and private investment failed to offset strong consumer spending. Let me define strong consumer spending for you. It means you bought less product, but you paid more money. That's strong consumer spending. See, the real definition of strong consumer spending where the economy is good means you actually took, let's say you bought $100 worth of product and you take the same amount of product and you decide to buy $110 worth of product at, you know, with the same pricing. So you put 10% more into the marketplace than you normally would. Well, these days you're putting 50, 70, 100% more into the marketplace, but you're getting the same amount of goods. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Nothing Joe Biden does is going to get better. I know that's disappointing for leftists. There are a few who audit the show, and they just keep hoping like a hope and a prayer. Trombone player with a pager. Please, man, bring up my pager. I want to get my horn out. It's not going to be good news for Biden. It will, I repeat, never be good news for Joe Biden because he can't run an economy. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't understand supply and demand. He doesn't understand anything remotely related to economic policy that is sound economic policy. First quarter GDP declined at a 1.5 annual pace, according to the second estimate from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. That was far worse than the 1.3% Dow Jones estimate and a write down from the initially reported 1.4%. So put another way, they got it wrong. They had to adjust it down another 0.1, which is what, another 7%? In the scheme of things, in other words, if you think it's 1.4 and it turns out it's 1.5, that 0.1 is a lot more than you think. It's 1 out of 14 or 1 out of 15, depending upon which number you want to use. And they missed it by a pretty decent percentage point. The Dow Jones thought it was on the it was only going to be down 1.3%, and it was down 1.5. So they're 0.2 off, 0.2 out of 1.3. It's a pretty big number, probably close to 17% or so. And what Joe Biden is doing is impacting the rest of the world, and the world is struggling mightily. A person wrote this: the Chinese economy is in trouble. What are we going to see with China for the first time that anyone can remember who's alive is an economy that's twice the size of the U.S., possibly three times the size of the U.S., and it's going to be very weird living in that world, said Elon Musk on the All In with Chamath, Jason Sachs, and Friedberg podcast. Well, he was wrong, and they recognize it. They said at first glance, Musk looks correct. China is catching up to America fast. Last year, the Chinese economy skyrocketed 8.1%, producing $17.46 trillion in GDP. The American economy clocked in at $23 trillion, growing only 5.7%. By the way, still living on the muscle memory of the great Donald J. Trump. Yes. Musk is America's leading visionary, but this particular vision is off target. The Chinese economy will never overtake America's, at least not this century. What do you think? You think you got 1.6 billion people versus 300 million. Why can't they catch us and surpass us? Their economy is, what, six times the size of our economy? Certainly over five times. They should easily be able to pass us. They said the Chinese economy and the nation overall is passing a series of inflection points. The most fundamental one is demographic. The Chinese population, I told you guys this the other day, the Chinese population is on track for a steep decline. The most immediate inflection point is economic. China is now contracting. The country needs to grow to retire monumental debt. However, we start with the relentless maker and breaker of civilization's demography. Demography will break China, which, according to demographers from James Jingtong University, is slated to lose half its population in 45 years. One of my friends told me this, who lives in China, and I was like, really? He goes, yep, the Chinese are asking people to have more babies. You guys remember me talking about this? And I said they have a bigger problem. The way that they structure the economy, you spend so much time and energy getting your education, and young girls are like, don't even come near me with that, because I had to spend a small fortune, or my family did, for me to get educated, and in a patriarchal society where you don't even like women, my value will be in me getting a job and then finding myself a good man who makes, if you recall what I said, at least five times what I make. If you make one time what a woman makes, she doesn't want you. You know what a guy wants? He wants a woman that makes at least one time what he makes. He doesn't want one that makes less money. So those women don't even get, they don't get the fine dudes. He says, the country therefore faces the sharpest demographic decline in history in the absence of war or disease. Panicked efforts to avoid the decline, moving from one-child policy in 2015 to a three-child policy in 2021, has proven unsuccessful in increasing birth rates. Such a precipitous fall means that if China is going to pass America to reach the top spot, it will have to do so within, say, a decade before the falling population begins to undermine economic performance. In the next 10 years, however, China's economy is more likely to come apart. Did you think I'd be saying these types of things to you? Because we keep talking about how big of a threat is for China and all this. They got massive problems. He says it's already in distress. In April, the economy clearly contracted. Industrial output was down 2.9% from the same month last year. Retail sales were off 11.1%. New car sales plunged 47.6%. You think these guys had Joe Biden as a president? Draconian lockdowns, the result of Beijing's dynamic zero COVID policy, have essentially brought most of the eastern portion of the country, the heart of the national economy, to a halt. China's ports and airports are operating at far below capacity. River and truck traffic is way down, off about 40%. China cannot ship what it does not produce. Factories are either closed or struggling. Even politically favored companies have been hit hard. Tesla's Gigafactory 3 in Shanghai was closed for 3 weeks due to the COVID lockdown. Now, because of its lack of parts, it's running at only 45% capacity. Folks, I give you communism. I give you what Joe Biden wanted to do for America and almost got away with. And you know why our economy didn't crowbar like the Chinese? Because we brought sanity back. They say Beijing, by ditching misguided disease control policies, can eventually reverse the economic damage. What it cannot do is escape the consequences of its unprecedented buildup of indebtedness. Nobody knows how much debt China has accumulated, but the estimate is 350% of the annual gross domestic product. Sounds about right. Because of the infamous hidden debt, the number could even be higher. They said, however much debt there is, China is facing a reckoning. Beijing avoided a downturn in 2008 by overstimulating the economy, primarily with debt finance infrastructure. Now the country has to either pay back the debt or resolve the situation by other means. This is getting ugly for China. Many believe that because there are no external obligations, the crisis will be easy to resolve. Yes! The Chinese people owe money to themselves, but these types of crises, history shows, are the most difficult ones to fix because every fix requires the domestic parties, not foreign bankers, suffer. And Beijing is trying to further delay a reckoning because it is concerned about social stability, which means the resolution of the matter will take far longer than anybody thinks. It's even worse. I don't know if we'll even get into it when we come back. China's struggling.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can't stand the smug mask wearers, the black apologists, the people that try to pretend that they have some level of virtue that you don't have. And I know that these people look at people like us as Christ followers and people who seek the truth, and they say, oh, you're it. Well, you can try that game on somebody else, but it will not work with me. And I hope that those of you who listen to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, who follow my work, I hope you, these words stick with you no matter what. All these virtue signalers are no better than Nazis. the ones who wore that armband, to show people, I'm a Nazi. I'm part of this party that wants to oppress but pretends that it does it for the greater good. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So I tell you guys, I'm an open book. I talk about the things that happen in my life. I talk about them openly. I talk about them honestly. Am I disgusted at times with the conservative movement and its lack of support of its real warriors? You're doggone right I am. And I tell you. But I also tell you this. You don't have to support anybody. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Nobody should be able to guilt you into it or make you do it. But don't be upset at the outcome. That's the difference. Don't be upset. Leftists will do this. Leftists will support their warriors, and they get the outcomes that they want. If you want what they want, follow their plan. If you don't, no problem. But don't think I'm not going to tell you. So I'm in this thread with a group of people, and as I mentioned before, I talked about this on another show. I gave them the secret to how you can defeat the left. It is a bona fide, tried and true, blue collar, true blue is what I meant to say, not blue collar, but blue collar way to do it. I talk to every grassroots organization that brings me in and says, Kevin, what do you think we should do? And I say, are you guys paying this group? It's 1,000 people, let's say. I go, are you guys paying a monthly fee to be part of this group? No, you know, we're not doing that. We just collect when we need it and all that, and we're not about all that. And I go, then fine, you're not going to be around. You're going to lose. See, if 1,000 people said, we're going to pay 10 bucks a month to be in our group, you'd raise $10,000, and you'd be able to do something. And if you collectively have some idea of what you want to do with that money, you will be successful. But if you don't do it, it's not going to happen. And if you're not fundraising, if you're not gathering more people, if 1,000 people don't go out and say, we're all going to bring one additional person to this party, to this thing that we're doing, to this organization, and then we'll have 2,000 people giving us $10 a month, and so on. If you're not doing that, you're not poised for growth. Oh, no, we want to limit it to this, that, and the other. Are you all rich? Great, because that's phenomenal. Now, let me tell you what all your riches is going to do. Absolutely nothing, because unless you are able to put that money behind somebody that's got a bunch of people, you aren't going to change a thing. You're just having meetings and throwing parties and making yourselves feel like you're doing something. And if that's your goal, good. But it isn't going to work. You need people and money, lots of both. And many people can generate lots of money. I have friends who are wealthy who can't get anything done with Congress because they don't have people. And they don't have a plan to say, I'll get these people if you don't do what I tell you, which is with my money. Now, I don't want money running politics. So I'm kind of glad it doesn't work that way. I'm glad that you still got to come back to the people. But anyway, I give this way to do it. And some guy makes it sound like I'm being self-serving, and I excoriate. And in my, I do what I do. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but you're not going to tell me, oh, you're being selfish. Let me tell you, if you want to call me selfish, yeah, I wish I could punch you in your face, because my family almost lost our home at one point while I was building this organization being selfish. And I ran through all my money, and Melissa said to me, you better put the brakes on. And I did. But thank God Brad loaned me the money to Dale and Lori loaned me the money so I could pay my mortgage and not lose my house. Now, if you want to say that's self-serving, kiss my black butt. Anyway, this one guy, his name is Blake. He and a guy named Joe are anti-Trumpers, and they can't stand that I won't jump on Trump. So this guy, I excoriated this dude because how dare you, try to tell me how to think. So he writes to me privately, and here's what he says. I myself have, because I told him he's a racist. I go, you're a racist. You're a leftist and a racist, and you don't even know it. You're too stupid to know it. And here's what he says. I myself have a mixed family, and I'm astounded that you align yourself with a white supremacist crowd. He's talking about you folks. Kevin, You're letting your narcissism get the better of you. If you could hold off on your name calling and belittling for a moment, you might actually see through your tunnel vision and realize that the best path for our democracy is to be fiscally responsible, which neither party has been. Deal with our increasing income disparity and learn to listen to each other in order to come out with compromises that reflect the views of the American middle, not that of either extreme. So he considers himself a centrist. Yeah. But he says, I can assure you Joe feels no leftist superiority, especially over blacks. Because he's taking up against Joe, who's the guy who started all of this. And I'm going to read you my response. I said, why are you writing to me privately, Randy? Don't bother answering. I know why. I know that you are concerned for me, quote, aligning with white supremacists. And I get the implication, the hidden message that I must be idiotic to pick my own friends and associates, right? Your message reminds me of a debate I had on CNN with Ellis Hinman, who claimed the Tea Party to be racist. When asked by the CNN host, Hinman explained his theory. When the question came to me, I asked Hinman how many tea parties he had attended. He answered none. Yet, he was their expert. You, Randy, are an obvious expert on my friends and acquaintances, right? You know white supremacy, even if I don't recognize it, right? Are all of my friends and associates white supremacists, or just the ones you deem? You mentioned being astonished at my choices, Randy. Well, I too am astonished at how I have survived all this white supremacy for so long. Interestingly, as with all leftists, you refer to me as as a narcissist. While in fact, being a narcissist, and I laugh at it, yet I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm not meddling in your life or decisions as you are mine. Addressing your comments about fiscal responsibility, income disparity, your subjects, and other issues, you've not inquired about my views publicly. Nevertheless, you accuse me of having tunnel vision without even exploring my ideas on the subjects I discuss often on my radio show, in interviews, and so on. Do you even know anything about my views on these subjects? Or will you provide me yours as you've tried on my support of Trump? Or my friendship with Justice Thomas, which he lampooned Justice Thomas. Said he never should have been on the Supreme Court, blah, 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 blah. The best Supreme Court justice we've had in our lifetime. The most conservative voter. And this guy says, oh, who is he? Why? Because this guy has his closet racism. And here's what I go on to tell him. You and Joe are racist that the leftists describe and actually are. And the worst kind of racist. Too stupid to know that you are racist. You write to a grown man as if you offer counseling. You want to heal me of what you believe is the wrong way. An accomplished person, humble in the gifts that God has given me, but unapologetic about discussing my gifts. You call this narcissism because how dare this black man explore his intellect publicly? In other words, what I'm telling Blake is you want people to think I'm stupid because you think I'm stupid. This guy, I got to tell you, what a piece of work. I finally said this. I know my words will ring hollow to you because you are an imbecile. But if you consider what I'm writing in any real depth, you will realize that I'm right. That said, I don't care what you do. Because I won't try to change a grown butt man, even if he is an effing racist, with stupid blank views. Sadly, folks, I'm out of time. Hey, Blake and John, enjoy that.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.